four teams of mega-talented road warriors. Three colossal challenges. It's a heart-pounding, body-jolting ride through the American landscape. Get ready for the final chapter of the most astonishing, unimaginable, and wacky adventure on four wheels, the Great Race. It's a journey unlike any other. Four madcap and mega talented teams are traveling over 700 miles in a race from the Pacific Ocean to the tops of the mountains, from the forbidden desert to the watery depths of the Colorado River. Their goal, to be the first team with the most points to reach the Flamingo Las Vegas and claim the Great Race Trophy. Now, the teams hit the road again for the final and most difficult leg of the Great Race.
On to the next challenge.
I know, here we go!
The Metal Maidens are Rebecca, Flybutter, and Kiki. They made their pink Cadillac defy gravity in the first race, catapulting into the lead and schooling all the boys. They took a hard hit on the sand dunes, bending their car but not their competitive spirit. With 6 points, they're tied for first with the Farm Boys.
Yeah! Let's get the hell out of here. Come on.
The Farm Boys are Stoop, Chaney, and Grandpa. They push through the mountain course in their Ford pickup and sail through the dunes for a solid second place. Their consistent performance gives them 6 points.
And we are wicked, baby. Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Team Anarchy is Chopperette, Brandon, and Lindog. They've customized their hearse beyond recognition. In the first challenge, they launched their vehicle and landed in a heap, busting their front end. At the sand dunes, they supercharged their deathmobile to blow past the competition, giving them a total of 4 points.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go fast.
Okay, guys, we gotta pull out on the stop on this last challenge.
Yep.
Team Firepower is Fletch, Keith, and Crusher. Their slow and steady approach with the red van left them high-centered on the log obstacle and without a track on the sand race. They're in danger of being left in the dust with only 1 point.
Crazy driver!
It's all come down to this final leg of the Great Race, and each team wants to beat the others to the next road challenge. But first, they'll find out what they need to build.
Breaker Breaker Junkyard Roadies, are you guys ready for your next challenge?
Hey, do you guys hear something or is it the voices in my head?
Yeah!
Get out your water wings, teams, because you're headed to the mighty Colorado River.
Yo, we're going to the river, dude!
Woohoo!
Oh, no! 10-4 Colorado River!
You'll transform your cars into amphibious watercraft to cross the dangerous deep. But that's not all. If you manage to escape the river, you must somehow get your vehicles back on the road and travel over 100 miles to the Flamingo Las Vegas, where the Great Race will finally end.
Viva Las Vegas.
All right.
You have 12 hours from now to travel, scavenge, and build your vehicles.
So you guys better get on it, because time's a-wasting.
All right, let's go.
Sure, we'll see you down there in Needles Way. Come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna make this tank float.
Or turn it into a submarine. Which do you think are gonna be easiest?
We're gonna go fishing with the cane!
Anarchy is ahead of all the teams on the highway, but their hearse has taken a real beating over the last two challenges, leaving their front tires massively out of alignment.
Should probably pull over and check it, dude.
There's Anarchy.
He hitting his brakes?
Yeah, he's pulling up.
You gotta fix that, Scott. All you're gonna do is rip that tire off of it. That last jump just bent it too much.
We blow by Anarchy?
In the sweat.
He's probably looking back, damn it, I had a hell of a start on them.
It's every team for themselves as the others speed ahead of Team Anarchy.
I said we're just driving the gravel all the way there.
Driving the gravel? That ain't gonna fix the left tire.
If you can fix it, then fix it. Otherwise, shut the f*** up.
Just drive it till it breaks.
You gotta beat the Farm Boys.
It is still a war, and they are in first place with us.
Yep.
Break the breaker, calling the Farm Boys.
Come on, girlies. Won't the Cadillac go any faster?
Yeehaw!
Trailing the other teams, Anarchy limps into the lonely desert town of Baker, California.
Hey, how you doing? Are you the only mechanic in town?
Our tires are all messed up. We need to make it to Vegas.
Where's the ride at?
Lo and behold, the team runs into the Keith Richards of Auto Repair.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Baker, California.
We're a little bit scared.
What a look at our trailer. Havasu would be real sweet, huh? You could jump on some other
bring on the girls, huh?
Crazy.
There's enough crazy to go around, and some of it's rubbed off on Team Firepower.
Coolest thing we've seen.
Hey, look at that!
Back in Baker, the boys goof off while Keith has the steel wheels of Anarchy's hearse ready to wrap.
Appreciate it, man.
Before long, they're back on the road, having lost 30 minutes of race time.
The Metal Maidens and the Farm Boys are leading the teams, and they're about to enter the town of Niels, California, where the teams are in for an unusual surprise.
Woo! Junkyard Wars! Roll!
Holy cow.
Welcome to Junk on Parade.
Well, Ross, this is our first entry from Oakland, California. The Metal Maidens are riding in a 1974 Cadillac Sedan DeVille.
I'll tell you, that's a beautiful ride, Bobby Sue. Just look at the chrome, the flames, just lovely.
The fans really love this next bunch. All the way from the San Joaquin Valley, it's the Farm Boys.
Yes, Rossi, they're riding a 1966 Ford Tipper truck with a straight six and three-speed manual transmission.
They sure are, Bobby Sue. Listen to this crowd, Bobby Sue. They are really ready for this next entry, but there seems to be a problem.
The boys in red just discovered they're out of gas.
Home dry.
That's the time it's called for desperate measures.
Crusher scrambles to find fuel while Anarchy makes up lost time.
The Farm Boys and the Metal Maidens arrive neck and neck and ready to paddle through 10 acres of river rubbish at this unique and vast roadside junkyard.
Okay, guys, our next challenge is we have to float this thing down the Colorado River. We have to be able to drive it in and drive it out.
Okay.
Main thing we need to worry about is flotation. First thing I think we need to do, lose the bend. Cut it off. Second thing we need is propulsion outboard.
Okay.
The Farm Boys will strip down their truck to make it lighter, then look for something large and airtight to attach to the sides. They'll need an outboard motor or some other source of propulsion to push them across the river.
The more propulsion we have, the better off we're going to be in the end.
Nobody loves a parade like Team Anarchy.
Obviously, this car is going to sink like a rock since it hits the water.
Sure.
For the flotation, I think two pontoons on either side of the car. Easiest is to make them out of barrels, but we'll take whatever we can get.
Yeah.
The Metal Maidens will chop off the rear of their pink caddy to lose some weight. Then they'll create oil barrel pontoons to float it. They'll look for any kind of motor that works in water to propel them forward.
Let's do it.
Let's get
Go. Come on.
We'll see ya.
Janie, we found some culvert pipe.
Oh, as soon as you get that over here, get it up there.
Go, Master Fab, go.
Hey, it looks like the girls are gonna go surfing here.
Hey, check it out. We could go surfing too.
What the hell is that for?
Anarchy's falling behind, but they don't seem to care.
Yeah, that looks good. Cool.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the
stream. You have mental problems, you know that?
I know.
Crusher makes it back with gas, getting Team Firepower back on the road.
Hey, Chris, get over here. We got a ski over here. Looks like a runner if we can carry it.
I got the heavy end, I think.
I don't think so.
The first teams definitely have the advantage as they snap up the best jump.
Hey, boys.
So this is your junkyard, huh?
My mom and my brothers and I, yeah.
Anything we should know about this junkyard that might not be visible with the naked eye?
Land sharks.
Land sharks. And those are?
Maybe pontoons, pontoon boat. We need a barrels, steel tubing, and an engine.
Just remember, like we don't need a ton of engine. Just something we could put on the back of the car and dump.
Team Anarchy will hack away even more of their hearse to make it lighter. They'll add a sorted flotation on all sides of the car to float it. Then they'll find a motorcycle, mount it sideways, and attach a spinning propeller to provide propulsion.
We ready?
We're ready.
Ready.
Yeah.
Let's
Woo-hoo!
Go! Let's go!
Hey, I found this, Lindy.
Yeah, see? How many barrels do we have?
I'm not even counting. I don't care. Just keep grabbing them.
Team Anarchy scrounges up two different motorbikes. And after Brandon gets one of them running,
yeah!
He decides to take a joyride through the tightly packed rows of jagged metal.
That's what you call propulsion.
Firepower arrives almost an hour behind. That's time that'll be hard to make up.
Let's look for oil barrels, air compressor tanks,
saddle
inner tubes,
tanks.
Saddle tanks, fuel tanks, anything like that. Then we need to make it move in the water.
Right.
Team Firepower will need to strip their van severely because they have the heaviest vehicle of all. They'll rely on oil barrel pontoons to float, but they're going to need a large outboard to push their big rig across the river.
You guys ready?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Brandon found a motorbike, so he was jetting up and down through the aisles and kicking gravel everywhere. And I got a little upset about it. I think you'd get upset too if you got hit with gravel.
You almost hit me with a rock. When you did that stupid stunt.
He just laughed at me and just gunned it up the road again.
Hey, Brandon, the fire guy is like really pissed off at you.
Oh, well, he'll get over it.
Arriving last and getting gravel kicked in their face has the men in red feeling pretty blue.
Nothing back here, Bill? Hey, we could just attach together like a couple thousand aluminum cans. Because everything's gone.
What's up, Crusher?
Nothing at all. Nothing's going right for us. We haven't caught a break in this whole time. So we got last pick of everything. Everybody got here and started without us. We got nothing. Everything, all the good stuff's gone. There were some really nice pontoons. There was a jet ski that got snapped up right away. All the good stuff. You know, all the good junk.
Right.
We've got what we need. Let's get out of here.
All right, I agree.
The farm boys head over to the build site next to the river.
Anarchy's hot on their tail as Lindog gives Team Firepower a little love tap on the way out.
You're a little close on this side.
You can't tell him nothing, dude. He's on his own program right now.
We want to take the outboard?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Team Firepower manages to scrape up a few items, and it may be all they get.
I don't feel good about it. I don't think we have what we need.
I say we're done, Keith.
Yeah. Everything's gone. There's nothing left.
Let's just pick up what we have.
Firepower decides to go with what they've got, making sure they don't lose any more build time.
Whoa. We actually look really good. All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Over 2.5 hours have expired from the clock as the teams race toward the river build, with the farm boys leading the pack and the others trailing behind.
The competition is tight and the challenge is colossal, so don't go anywhere because it's still anybody's race.
We've taken our junkyard teams to places they thought they'd never
Rossi.
Go.
Rossi, look.
Up mountains, down sand dunes, and right into the Colorado River.
Rossi!
Gotcha.
Nice.
So, Bobby Sue, did you bring your bikini?
Four teams of junkyard warriors are on the craziest, most extreme road race imaginable. They've driven over 500 miles, conquering mountains and dunes to arrive here for the final and most difficult road test yet, crossing the mighty Colorado River.
The farm boys are tied for first place with 6 points. They were the first to arrive, so they can start before any other team. Their plan is to lighten the truck and attach these huge culvert pipes to the sides for flotation. They found a jet ski to power their rig across the river.
Your build begins right now. Go!
Good luck, guys.
I'm gonna start cutting the bed off.
Hey, guys.
Farm boys are our biggest competition.
Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Not only are they bigger than us, uglier than us.
You've got it, sweetheart.
They definitely have the points.
It's all right. Farmers don't fish.
Yeah.
They sink like rocks.
Team Anarchy arrived just after the Farm Boys. They're in third place with 4 points. They're going to remove anything that still resembles an actual vehicle, making it as light as possible. Then they'll add a sorted flotation and use a motorbike mounted sideways on the car to spin the propeller.
4, 3, 2, 1, go! Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Grab the torch and start torching.
Anarchy's most comfortable when they have a tool of destruction in hand.
Lindy will just take the hammer, being a little more aggressive than myself. Which is good for me, because then I can just sit down and watch these two guys work.
She got that cooking dogs, man! And she got that cooking dogs! Yeah! You don't take so many dogs!
That's a huge diet right there, baby.
Team Firepower is in last place with only 1 point. They arrive 30 minutes behind the Farm Boys. Theirs is the heaviest vehicle, so they have plenty of stripping down to do. They've got barrels and fuel tanks for flotation and a beat-up junkyard outboard for propulsion.
4, 3, 2, 1, build! Let's go, guys! Get it done! Come on, come on!
Cut! Let's get this big, fat thing skinny!
Up until now, we've been real conservative. Save the vehicle.
Fletcher, an animal.
Now it's time to get crazy. 3.
Does it look cool now or what? We should have done this on the last challenge, man.
The Metal Maidens have 6 overall points, sharing the lead with the Farm Boys, but they arrived a full hour behind the leaders, and they need to make up time. The Maidens will lighten their vehicle and attach oil barrels for flotation. They've got slow trawling motors that may or may not be powerful enough to push them across the river.
4, 3, 2, 1, build! Let's go, girls!
Oh yeah, this is actually probably a few hundred pounds.
Definitely.
Maybe even 4.
You guys are in first place right now.
Yeah.
This could make it or break it for you.
Correct, exactly.
How does that river make you feel? Scared, nervous, excited,
cold.
The cold?
Torch that underside, babe.
Think it might be quicker with the saws off.
That's free.
Yay! So, welcome to my trunk.
One of the most exciting parts about it is that we've all screwed up our cars so much. I would say the Anarchy team has always been kind of the bang 'em up, slam 'em, aggro kind of boys.
Hey! Hey! See this line? That's our line. Take this back over to your side. That's your line. Right there. That's your line. I'm holding my ground.
More power to the female.
Don't make me open this can of whoop ass.
Getting a big hunk of metal to float is a lot more difficult than it may sound. Add the danger of a fast-moving current, and you've got a very risky challenge.
Our great race authority, Greg Bryant, knows just what it'll take to cross this mighty deep.
Teams are really going to have to concentrate on 2 things, weight reduction and enough flotation. They've really got to take off everything that they don't absolutely need on their vehicles and put on absolutely as much flotation as they can possibly strap on. So let's start with firepower. Firepower is using a combination of soft and hard flotation.
Okay, what about the Farm Boys?
Farm Boys have those big black plastic culvert pipes. Those pipes are 20 feet long. They're going to be full of air. They're capping them on either end with plywood discs and foam sealing them. Excellent flotation, really good.
All right, let's talk about Anarchy.
They're going with all hard flotation. Actually, oil drums are an excellent way to float just about anything.
Okay, and let's talk about our pink ladies, the Metal Maidens.
Again, they're using primarily hard flotation, but they found some jet aircraft fuel tanks. Okay. Each one of those fuel tanks will displace about 800 pounds. So they're going to get a lot of good flotation out of that.
All right, so basically most of the teams are going with, like, a big pontoons.
Yes.
Idea to keep it afloat.
Teams, you have 5 hours left in your final build. That's 5 hours left.
With only half of their build time left, the teams get serious about flotation.
Hey, get those pontoons sealed up.
Don't be cheap on the sealant.
The Farm Boys seal the ends of their big tubes. Crusher directs the placement of his floating tanks.
The 2 side saddle fuel tanks go right here. That looks pretty good.
Brandon plays connect the barrels.
Got a lot of welding to do now.
Just keep welding. Shut up.
Damn the torpedoes! We're going to Vegas!
While the maidens make the most of their torpedo tank and barrel combination, even if it's not very pretty.
It looks pretty ridiculous.
It does look pretty ridiculous.
After sealing the big pipes, the farm boys want to take a look at their propulsion.
Farm boys have a jet ski. Now, a jet ski is good propulsion, you just have to mount it and use it properly.
Okay, that should hold it.
I don't get how a little jet ski like this can push this big monster truck.
Throw any kind of a jet drive in the water, same as jet propulsion on a boat. Anything with propulsion is going to move us in the direction we need to go.
What happens if you fall off?
Let's hope it don't happen.
You hope it doesn't happen. It'd be entertaining for me, I gotta be honest.
Team Anarchy has decided to go with custom marine propulsion. They have a propeller, they're using a motorcycle. They didn't find anything that they could use, so they have to make something.
Anarchy has two different bikes to test their idea. Lindog thinks he can take a shortcut with the shaft-driven motorbike.
The shaft-driven bike could be quicker because the propeller would be attached directly to the spinning drive shaft, which would save a step, while the chain-driven bike requires a propeller to be attached perpendicular to the back wheel. But can Anarchy make the shaft-driven bike work?
I'm not even sure they verify that they have the right screw pitch on the propeller.
Typical of Anarchy, the boys have completely demolished the bike before even checking if the shaft turns in the right direction.
It's turning counterclockwise.
So it's spinning that way, but now we realized after we cut it open to look at the shaft spinning, it's turning the wrong direction of our prop.
It's going the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's Lindy. It's the way he does stuff. Now it's just laying there in a chunk of nothing, and we have no propulsion.
You just spent 3 hours tearing it down, you knuckle.
Water's going to be up here or so, so a lot of that engine's going to be underwater. A lot.
Firepower started to add the flotation. A little concerned about those fuel tanks. They've mounted them so high that they're not going to really add flotation until the truck sinks into the water 2 feet, which I'm concerned is going to flood their engine.
But pretty much the whole engine is going to be submerged.
Team Firepower has made a crucial error in the placement of their flotation. The tanks are mounted at about the same height as the engine, which puts it in danger of being covered with water. For the engine to stay dry, the tanks have to be moved lower. Crusher is hesitant to backtrack, even if it means his engine might flood.
If you mount the tank too low, it'll drag on the ground. You won't go anywhere. You'll get stuck.
Look how low that is to the ground.
The farm boys have the opposite problem of Team Firepower. They need to move their flotation higher.
Alan's getting a little bit stressed, and so is Chris, and me a little bit. We're just trying to get it all done.
With 3 hours remaining, the stress of the build is getting to the teams, and it's taking a toll.
I think this build should be postponed until this team is better rested.
Yeah, I think we're screwed on this thing.
They'd better pull it together because this powerful river will swallow up any team that's unprepared.
Stay tuned.
Our teams are building vehicles across the mighty Colorado River, and then they're driving all the way to Las Vegas for the Great Race Mega Showdown. All the teams are struggling to construct their amphibious craft. The Metal Maidens have created a mishmash of flotation, and their trolling motors look puny.
Well, trolling motors aren't very strong. They're probably about 5 horsepower each. We've got 3 of them, which helps, but I am a little bit concerned.
Team Firepower is on the hot seat. Crusher's agonizing over making a flotation change that could have been done an hour ago.
Let's do this. Let's take that tank off.
The solution requires scrapping the original support beams and moving everything lower, but it looks like it'll work.
We need to get these pontoons higher.
Let's raise them up.
Okay.
Farm boys are looking in really good shape. They've got their flotation almost attached to their truck right now. They've mounted a jet ski on the back. They have it kind of on a crane so that they can drop it into the water.
Right.
So they're looking in good shape.
I don't know, Lindy, but we got to come up with something.
Anarchy is a mixed bag right now. They've gone back and forth between the shaft drive and the chain drive motorcycle.
All right, I'm going to work on this prop.
Chopper over there is working on a propeller to make sure that they at least have some thrust.
While Chopper fabricates the propeller, it's Lindog's job to attach it to the motorbike. As the sun goes down, Lindog comes up with a plan so ingenious it's hard to put into words.
And we'll put a thing around it, and we'll just weld it to one of the things on the thing, you know?
You understand what I said?
I don't.
Well, at least Lindog works hard.
Now you've got this one that's obviously not going to work on anymore. What if something happens to this one? Bro?
No, we're going to have the biggest junk in sailboat you've ever seen in your life.
Are you going to put a sail up in your car?
We might have to.
Want to help me get the other pontoon over?
Yeah. It's got to go all the way to the front.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got it. Don't worry.
Metal maidens over there are struggling to get their flotation on right
now. Oh, really?
They're messing around with the structure, the actual attachment of the flotation of the vehicle. They still have basically a car over there is having a hard time actually fitting the flotation on there so that it's structurally sound.
The metal maidens aren't the only ones scrambling to assemble their flotation.
Teams, you better get moving because you have about 2 hours remaining.
We need to crank. I know,
guys. Firepower is adding as many barrels as they can fit around their van.
Woo-hoo! Custom fabrication skills.
And Team Anarch is making sure their hearse doesn't become a sinking coffin.
Dude, if one breaks, we're going down.
Yeah,
but we're not going down as fast as if all three broke off.
Actually, Anarchy is starting to look like they're going to make it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They are. They've definitely got their flotation on. They're going to float through the water. The real question about Anarchy is whether or not they're going to get their motorcycle fitted and on there so they're going to get some propulsion.
All right, teams, it's the final countdown. You've got 1 hour left. 1 hour left.
1 hour, dude.
That's
right.
The farmers are sitting pretty.
Are we going to float?
Yeah, we're going to float.
We're going to float. Okay. We got our power hooked up in the back.
Yeah.
Got our power hooked up in the back.
Farm boys, they're in really good shape. Actually, they have an elegant, nice, well-thought-out design. It looks like it's an amphibious vehicle. I'm really impressed with what they've done there.
Let's talk about your propulsion. What are you guys using again for propulsion?
We have an outboard boat engine.
Okay.
And it's going to be mounted to the front.
Do you know if it works yet?
We haven't tested it. We looked at it.
Oh, you guys are going to be worried about that.
A little bit.
What are you going to do for backup, Rose?
Paddles.
We got to get this thing on in 30 minutes.
You ready?
Teams, listen up and listen good, because you only have 30 minutes remaining. Not much time.
Which way does it have to go?
Okay.
Anarchy has finally completed their strange propulsion cycle thingy-majig.
That's beautiful, man. If it actually works, it'll be gorgeous.
All right, so Greg, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Metal maidens, I think we'll make it. I think they would be wise to have some paddles and some poles to help push them in.
Firepower?
Once again, I think firepower has potential. They just have to be careful with how they handle that big outboard motor.
Farm boys.
Objectively, I think the farm boys are going to take it. Anarchy, the wild card, could do just great, but I'm thinking that they're just going to spin down the river.
What you're saying is anything can happen. The maidens who we are counting out already could win it. The farmers who we think are going to take it by no problem at all could sink. Anything can happen. It's a great race. I can't handle it.
Teams, you better hurry, 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 because you only have 15 minutes left.
We just had 30 minutes.
All right, teams, to help you get to this last part of this meal, we brought in a little entertainment. We've got the Back Porch Band. Woo! Give it up!
Hey, farmers! It's right up your alley!
Yeah!
Woo! Hey, Grandpa!
Heck with this working thing. Let's go to the band.
Guys, we're so close on weight, I don't want you to eat breakfast on the morning before we race.
You want us to take a laxative the night before?
We got some sick steering we got here.
At this point, the maidens just want to finish, so they pick up Anarchy's sledgehammer and start banging away.
Okay, we're all good.
Metal Maidens, that's you, Anarchy, Firebear, come on, come join us.
After a long, hard day's work, there's nothing better than a toe-tapping showdown hoedown.
The teams can dance tonight, but tomorrow, an ominous and powerful river awaits, and we'll see who'll float, who'll hit the jackpot in Vegas, and who'll be swallowed in a watery grave. We're about to see our four teams test their amphibious creations on the water. I can't wait.
The teams are set. The Metal Maidens and the Farm Boys are tied for first with 6 points. Anarchy has 4 points. Team Firepower has only 1 point, but could win the overall challenge if they're the only ones to make it to Vegas. The machines are primed. The river, swift and treacherous. The winner will be the first team to reach the lights of Las Vegas, but first, they must cross the mighty Colorado River.
All right, teams, in order to win this leg of the race, you guys must reach Las Vegas, all right?
Yeah.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And the race is on, Greg. Here we go.
They're loading up their cars. Anarchy's putting on their motorcycle in the back.
Go, go, go.
Go, baby, go, baby, go.
Well, the barrels of the Maidens are holding off. Firepower's still in one piece. Anarchy's straining to get their hearts moving.
We're flying.
Firepower, Anarchy, and the Metal Maidens are now in the water. This is crazy. These vehicles are all actually floating. Oh, the Farm Boys are looking awesome. Ooh, Anarchy's a mess. There's something wrong. Something's cut loose, and they're not floating at all.
Doing good, Al. Doing good.
Farm Boys are in the lead with, looks like, Firepower just behind them in second place.
Come on, team. Come on, buddies.
Oh, Anarchy's in trouble.
We hit the sandbar.
Give me a piece of two. Give me a piece of two. Not a small one.
Looks like Anarchy's being caught by this rapid current and it's just pushing them up against the sandbar. Ooh, the Maidens are passing Anarchy.
What the hell?
I got it, Kiki. You work the motors.
Firepower's hanging tight to the Farm Boys. The Maidens, gosh, their trolling motors may be slow, but they're steady and they're making up time.
Steer more towards the center.
Rossi, Anarchy is stuck. They're stuck on the side of the embankment. They're not getting out, and they're taking on water.
Oh, I hope they're sinking. That would be great.
They were your team.
Yeah, for the first two. I didn't pick them this time.
There you go, there you go. Straight on.
The Farm Boys are holding on to a slight lead.
We're floating to 66 Farm down in Colorado.
This is by far the coolest experience of my lifetime.
Ooh, hang on a second. Firepower's in trouble.
Come on.
It looks like Firepower has lost their propulsion. This is big trouble. The Metal Maidens are coming up quick, and they may pass Firepower. This is desperate. They've got to get that engine running.
Okay, I'm going to try and steer around the firemen.
There you go. Every time we take for granted the Metal Maidens, and they always come through.
You guys, we're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, we are.
We left Anarchy back there.
How'd they do?
They're sunk, pretty much.
No, they're still out there.
Where are we stuck at?
We're stuck on the bottom.
They got hung up on some rocks, and they're not able to get out. It looks like they're pushing themselves out. They're pushing themselves out from being stuck, and so they're heading towards the river now.
Got it. Try to spin the back end this way.
The Metal Maidens have passed Firepower, so now it's Farm Boys, Metal Maidens, Firepower, and Anarchy.
We're stuck right here, dear.
Rossi, Anarchy is hung up on the embankment again. They're not getting out of this one. The water current is just pushing their car over. It's unbelievable.
The hearse is going down. The rescue vessel is now moving in to save them.
As soon as rescue puts a line on them, they're out of the race.
Anarchy is refusing to be rescued. They've come too far to give up. They're throwing water balloons at the emergency vessel.
There it is.
Oh, I see the flags.
Oh, here they come. The Farm Boys have just come around the bend. We now have visual contact.
The Metal Maidens are gaining on the Farm Boys, and Firepower still can't get their engine running.
It's in neutral, and there's no way to get it out.
Why not?
The lever broke off.
Can you get a pair of pliers on it or anything?
No, it goes down inside the casing.
Anarchy's in real trouble. This current is so strong, it's a hopeless effort.
Start up the car! Put it in forward!
Hey, Scott, help me push it from right here.
I think we can forget about that.
No, I got it. I'm going to strap it down. What can we do?
Nothing.
Dude, we're done.
We're done.
They're giving up. That's it. They're calling for rescue. It's over for these guys.
All right, Bobby Sue, the Farm Boys are coming up on the beach. If they can get out of the water first, they'll have a big lead going to Vegas.
They've got to get their rear wheels onto the ground, and I'm not sure how they're going to because those pontoons are hitting that slope that's right there.
So, Greg, they're coming in front first, and that's a huge mistake. Their front wheels have no power. They've got to get their back wheels on the ground.
They have a wonderful boat, but they have a lousy truck right now.
Hang on, guys.
Here come the Metal Maidens.
The Maidens.
Bobby Sue, the Metal Maidens have just come around the bend. They are cruising nicely.
and nowhere is firepower to be seen.
We need you now, Keith. We need you now, buddy. Keep her running, Keith. You got it, baby.
Come on, the girls are catching up.
Metal maids are cruising up right now. They're getting the ropes ready, and they're cruising up to the shore.
Little trolling motors are doing a nice little job. Look at that.
Farm boys are still stuck in the water. They cannot get out. All right, well, okay, here come the pink ladies trying to come into the bank.
They're on the shore. They're on the beach.
All right, Greg, the maidens are avoiding the mistake the farm boys made. They're turning their car around to get the back drive wheels on the ground first.
Cut the motors!
If they can get their back tires on the ground, they'll back right out. They'll beat the farm boys out, hands down, not a problem.
And here comes firepower.
Firepower's using their engine.
Here's the best part, Greg. If they get in here and get out of the water first, they can cut their stuff off faster and they can get out of here.
Absolutely
true.
They
can still win this thing.
Absolutely true.
Come on, little boat. Come on, Keith. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Will firepower finally get in gear? Will the maidens pass the farm boys, or will the men in green hold onto their lead and win the great race?
We're smack in the middle of the final great race showdown. Team Anarchy is sunk and out of the race. The farm boys are holding on to the lead, but the metal maidens are only inches behind, and Team Firepower just got their big outboard started.
Come on, little buddy. Come on, little engine. Come on, little engine.
Uh-oh. I'm not sure what the problem is, but the outboard isn't working. Now the problem we have is firepower is drifting. Okay, look, Crusher's out there with something that's like a big oar.
Now they gotta start that motor and they gotta juice as much as they can and come back up river, which I'm not sure they can do.
Get us over there, come on.
Bobby Sue, right now we're just waving to firepower because they're cruising right by the finish.
Bye, guys!
See you later!
Right now it's a battle between farm boys and metal maidens. Who can get out of the water the fastest?
Rock and roll.
Whoa! And farm boys have cut their floaties.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Drive it.
The rear tires are on the ground now. Now they just have to back out.
Give me that sawzall, baby.
As we can see, firepower's way, way down the river.
Watch yourself. Whoa! Okay.
At this point, I almost want to stab myself in the eye because it's less painful than watching these guys do what they're doing.
Good work, Keith. You all right?
You're okay. See, yeah. The big jumps coming off we talked about. All they have to do is make a few cuts. Their flotation's already gone.
And here comes Team Anarchy. Losers. Now, Firepower is further down the beach, but they've still got a chance. Crusher, by sheer willpower, is rowing their van ashore.
We were the first ones here. It's just too bad that the Coast Guard had to bring us.
Now, reverse and hard. Go for it.
Oh, look now. The farm boys are making it out. And farm boys are out. They're on their way to Vegas.
There you go.
Rossi, firepower has made it to the beach.
Jump in, Keith. Jump in.
Get it started, Keith. Come on.
Here we go.
Looks like it's free.
Metal maidens have pulled up. They're trying to back out right now.
Do it, girl. I think it's free now.
Woo! Metal maidens are out of the water.
Good.
Yay!
Good.
They're off. They're gone to Vegas. There they go. Metal maids in second place. Still anybody's game.
Still is.
So the race is on.
There you go.
And firepower is pulling out. These guys just will not give up.
Not in Vegas yet, but at least we're on the ground. We're on solid ground again. I like this.
Say, let's hop on the road and hammer down.
Firepower is third on the road. And Team Anarchy, well, looks like they're going to walk all the way to Vegas.
Still make it.
Yeah. Only 160 miles.
We've got a super race for first between the farm boys and the metal maidens, but you've got the firepower who could come in as a
wild card, man,
and still win this thing.
Absolutely.
All three teams are close. All three of them are on their way to Vegas, and each of them has a chance to win.
That was insane, guys.
I told you boys we could do it.
Got her done.
Got her done.
You rock.
Hey, we did good.
We did good.
I can't believe we're gonna drive this all the way to Vegas.
Not that far behind. Hopefully we'll make it.
91 miles, boys.
91 miles.
We're in the home stretch. 36 to Searchlight. You bet.
Go. Oh, there's a sign for Las Vegas. Hey, you wanna go to Las Vegas? Yeah, let's go to Las Vegas. Yeah!
We still got the
girls behind us that are giving us a run for our money.
That's very true.
Not likely they're far behind.
You are worried.
I am worried.
The farm boys are in the lead, but their Ford truck is slow, and they could easily be overtaken by the Metal Maidens with their powerful automatic V8 caddy.
We're gaining speed, you guys. We're gaining on him.
We gotta pull over. Bill, we gotta pull over.
Luck is just not with Team Firepower. Now they've got engine trouble. When will these guys ever catch a break?
We need fastest tranny fluid change you've ever done.
We're in Nevada.
Yeah! But our biggest competition's knocking on our back door. They're right there. They aren't letting up, just like we aren't letting up.
The farm boys are cruising along, but always looking over their shoulders for the Metal Maiden menace.
Pedal to the Metal Maiden.
All right. The pink caddy enters Nevada and picks up speed.
Hey! How you guys doing?
Team Firepower is back on the road.
100 miles. Come on, baby, you can do it.
So frothy.
What I'd love to see right now, what? A farm truck and a pink Cadillac sitting right there on the side of the road.
With no chance of catching up, Firepower now just wants to finish the race.
There's Vegas, baby! The city of light.
The sun is going down. The two teams arrive to the edge of town at exactly the same time. Now it's a race to find the Flamingo Hotel.
Woohoo! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Both teams are cruising the strip, but who's in front?
Flamingo's gotta be around here somewhere. Someone look for Flamingo.
Flamingo's on the left, isn't it?
No, it's on the right. Where are we?
I don't know. Get out your map.
It's anybody's guess as to who's in the lead.
The traffic is a maze. The lights are blinding. Who will it be? Is it the Metal Maidens? Is it the Farm Boys?
Come on, we're almost there.
Look, there's a Flamingo! Yeah, baby!
Here come the Maidens. Are they in front?
Yeah, they made it!
There's the Ford pickup truck of the Farm Boys pulling into the Flamingo entrance.
Woo!
The Farm Boys have taken the last mega challenge.
Farm Boys in the house. You won this challenge.
Yes. And here come the Metal Maidens. Journey.
Firepower is here! Firepower is here!
Shut up! Well, stop it here! Stop it here! Stop it here! What's happening, fellas?
Welcome to Vegas, boys!
You're done! Good work, boys! Everybody get in! Everybody get in! Good job!
You guys did great! You guys came in third! You made it! Give yourselves a round of applause! You guys gotta be happy about this! Girls, by just minutes, you missed winning this challenge, but you came in second. You did a great job. Give yourselves a hand. Good job, good job, good job.
Yeah.
And the Farm Boys, the winners of this challenge.
Yeah.
You guys, let's give them the big trophy. Bobby Sue, you got the trophy?
No.
Greg, you got the trophy? Where's our Great Race Championship trophy? More like it!
Yeah. Yeah.
Now with a combined total of 10 points and in true Junkyard Mega War champion style, our first ever grand champion to the Great Race, give it up for Chaney, Grandpa, and Stoop the Farm Boy! Yeah. Champagne! Champagne! Yeah! We'll see you later!